Not running your business on NetSuite is like trying to sink a putt with a cap over your eyes. NetSuite by Oracle is the number one cloud financial system, giving you visibility and control over your financials, inventory, budgeting, and more. For the new year, NetSuite has a new financing program for those ready to upgrade at netsuite.com/wallstreet.
This is your tech news briefing for Tuesday, February 15th. I'm Zoe Thomas for the Wall Street Journal. Last year, people spent close to $30 billion on non-fungible tokens, or NFTs, according to the analytics firm Chainalysis. But scammers selling fake versions of digital collectibles are posing a threat to the growth of the biggest NFT marketplace, OpenSea. On today's show, our reporter Justin Scheck will be here to discuss the impact of these NFT fraudsters and why efforts to stop them has got OpenSea caught between crypto enthusiasts and frustrated artists. That's after these headlines. Texas is suing Facebook parent Meta, alleging the company's now discontinued facial recognition technology violated the state's privacy laws. The Texas Attorney General is seeking civil penalties in the hundreds of billions of dollars, according to a person familiar with the matter. In a statement, the AG said Facebook was, quote, secretly harvesting Texans' most personal information, using its software that captured facial geometry and photographs. Meta said the claims are without merit and the company would defend itself vigorously. Last November, the social media giant said it would stop using its facial recognition system, citing public concerns about it. It previously settled a similar class action lawsuit in Illinois 7 years ago for about $650 million. Starting next year, DoorDash will raise its fees on McDonald's restaurants that are too slow to prepare orders. Documents reviewed by the Wall Street Journal show DoorDash also negotiated for each McDonald's store to cover the cost of refunds caused by restaurants' mistakes, like when a kitchen packs the wrong burger or forgets the fries. Some McDonald's franchises have raised concerns that the changes come as they're struggling with staffing shortages, and DoorDash did agree to lower the base commission rate it charges McDonald's restaurants. But DoorDash and other rival delivery apps are under pressure not to raise fees for consumers. They're also looking for ways to reduce costs, including by increasing drivers' efficiency between pickup and delivery. And the Securities and Exchange Commission said the cryptocurrency company BlockFi will pay a $100 million fine to settle claims it operated an unregistered crypto lending business. BlockFi allowed nearly 600,000 users to earn interest by lending their crypto holdings to other traders. But the company never received regulatory approval to act as a bank or money manager, which is required in order to offer interest-bearing accounts. BlockFi neither admitted nor denied wrongdoing, but as part of the settlement, it'll stop offering the accounts in the U.S. and seek to register a new product, BlockFi Yield. The SEC said the fine is the largest ever for a crypto company, and it's the first time a crypto lending platform has been the target of a regulatory action. All right, staying with crypto, how do you know if that NFT is legit? That's the problem the biggest marketplace for digital collectibles is struggling to solve. We'll explain after the break.
What's important to you? What drives you? What do you want your wealth to do? At PNC Private Bank, we call that your why, and we want to understand yours. Maybe it's creating a legacy, buying a home, or enjoying your retirement. Whatever your goals are, we'll work with you to build a personalized wealth plan to help you achieve it. So tell us, what's your why? To learn more, please visit pnc.com/private bank. Copyright 2021, the PNC Financial Services Group, Inc. All rights reserved, PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
OpenSea is a four-year-old platform for selling non-fungible tokens, or NFTs. It describes itself as the eBay for crypto goods. Like cryptocurrencies, NFT sales are recorded on a blockchain, and the boom in demand and price for these digital collectibles has helped OpenSea achieve a $13 billion valuation. But OpenSea has also been a haven for a massive number of scammers, and fake NFTs are threatening to erode users' trust in the platform. It could even have repercussions for the wider market of digital collectibles. Joining us to discuss this is our tech reporter, Justin Scheck. Hi, Justin. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
So Justin, let's start with, you know, NFTs, they're recorded on the blockchain, which means there's this unalterable digital record. So how do scams work in this space?
Well, there's all different varieties of scams, but the thing that's pervasive are people who make NFTs that are not originals. So either they are copies of copyrighted art, or they're just copies of existing NFTs.
So it's like buying a knockoff purse on the street, only the digital version.
Yeah, except like the image is exactly the same as the real version, which makes it that much more confusing.
Okay, and in the middle of this confusing mess is OpenSea, which has become kind of this massive marketplace for NFT. How did they get caught up in this?
So OpenSea is by far the biggest marketplace for NFTs, and they've become the biggest, you know, through a couple of ways. One of them is, you know, they were pretty early doing this. The other one is that as the NFT market boomed, they made some decisions that really helped their volume. One of them was they put into place a system, which other markets have a similar one now, but they put into place a system where you can make an unlimited number of NFTs and post them for sale for free. Whereas, you know, normally before that, you had to essentially pay what amounts to a transactional fee based on the blockchain you were using. And they got it so you could make it sell the NFT without having to pay anything up front. Number two, they have very limited processes for ensuring that things that go up on their marketplace are not fraudulent or otherwise problematic. And it wasn't always the case. You know, earlier on, they used to review NFTs and they would only allow customers to find ones that they had reviewed to make sure they weren't violating their terms of service. When the market really surged last year, they just stopped doing that. They made everything searchable for customers, which basically opened up the market for customers to find all sorts of junk without necessarily knowing it, without having an easy way to understand it.
And how big is this problem? I mean, how large is the issue of having fake NFTs?
Well, we don't really know. It's hard to quantify, but what another company that does not deal in NFTs that's been reviewing the stuff told us is, you know, they're finding 25,000 instances a month of copyrighted pieces that have been made into NFTs by people other than the owners, and that's just for their clients, which is a limited number of people. So that's a snapshot. The other snapshot we have is that OpenSea said that 80% of the NFTs that are made using its free software are either plagiarized or what they would call spam or, you know, sort of otherwise problematic. Later on, after we talked with them a bunch, OpenSea said that that number was wrong, but it was their own number and they're the ones who publicized it and they haven't corrected anyone who's published it. So it's hard to know what the actual number is, but it's a lot.
So for the people who might be affected by this, how big of a deal is it? Have you spoken to any of them?
Yeah, you know, I talked to a bunch of artists about this, and it's different versions of the same thing a lot, which is, you know, I'm an artist, I sell my stuff online, and now there's an NFT of my artwork that's up on OpenSea. And what appears is some person or someone operating a bot scraped their normal website for their art and just, like, turned it into NFTs using OpenSea's free software and put it up for sale. There are thousands of these uploaded at a time, and that high volume makes it likely that these are automated systems that are doing it. And, you know, one of the guys I spoke to is JP Gomez, who is an artist in Toronto who makes Freemason-themed neckties. And he was really excited when he learned about NFTs during the pandemic because, you know, like, not a lot of people were buying neckties during the pandemic because, you know, they were working from home. So he was like, oh, well, this could be a way to get some of my, you know, Mason-themed designs out to a different audience in a different format. And so he went on OpenSea to kind of sniff around and see what the possibilities were and actually found a couple of his artworks being sold by someone as NFTs on OpenSea. So he complained, you know, he complained December 4th, I think. And as of Friday, the stuff was still up there. And OpenSea said they just, you know, hadn't got to it because they have a huge surge of such complaints.
Right. So what, you know, recourse do people like JP Gomez have if this is the case?
Well, not much. OpenSea takes things down. But if the NFT is already sold, then someone owns, well, what do they own? They own a piece of computer code that belongs to them and is linked to an image that someone else created. So it's a little bit abstract. It's probably hard to resell an NFT that is based on someone else's copyrighted image, but it's so early in this whole market that it's really unclear like what happens to the person who buys the NFT that infringes on someone's copyright.
It does seem like in this market that exploded, that has in a lot of ways a lack of oversight, and you know, anybody can create one of these things, that something like this was maybe bound to happen, that you are bound to have these issues of, you know, who owns it and what can they do with it when they have it?
Yeah, well, you're bound to have the issues if there are no rules. And you know, rules can either be imposed by the government or they can be imposed by companies. As we've seen over and over again in markets, you know, if the government doesn't impose rules, oftentimes companies will not impose rules. And so OpenSea is in this weird position where they do have rules. The government doesn't really regulate marketplaces for digital goods. OpenSea has to make up the rules sort of on the fly, which is hard to do when things are moving quickly. But it's doubly hard to do because the technology that underpins NFTs is blockchain technology. It's similar to what underpins Bitcoin. And a lot of the people who've been attracted to it are attracted to it because of the idea that it exists separately from government and separately from large financial institutions. And I think with NFTs, many people want sort of the same type of freedom. The problem is like when they get scammed, they then expect someone to provide some kind of recourse. And so OpenSea has had to figure out how do they adhere to some of the principles of decentralization so that they don't lose their base, but also ensure the much wider community of people who don't care about decentralization. This is a free place to operate where also there are rules and we will, you know, enforce them if you're victimized.
And what has OpenSea specifically said about this problem?
Well, they acknowledge that there's this tension there and they say, you know, things like when they lifted that rule that things could only be visible to customers searching for them if they were reviewed, they said they lifted it not just because they were overloaded with interest, but because they wanted to, you know, adhere to their principles of decentralization. So sometimes they embrace it, but then other times, you know, they will impose rules and kind of not be centralized. And they haven't fully figured out what to do. And so, you know, one example is, you know, after they sort of realized that such a high percentage of the stuff being made with their free tools was problematic, at the end of January, they said, we're going to have a new system in place where you can only make 5 collections of NFTs with 50 NFTs each in them. So basically went from limitless to, you know, a maximum of 250. And their users like freaked out. And, you know, people were on Twitter were saying it was like, it was disastrous. And they were, you know, NFT creators were saying they were the victims of it. And so OpenSea responded by backtracking. They lifted the restriction and they apologized to everyone. So not only did they stop doing what they said was necessary to protect people, but they actually apologized for stepping in to do it. And so, you know, it sort of shows the risk they have of offending their audience by doing things that are seen as centralized, even if that's what they think needs to be done.
All right. That's WSJ tech reporter Justin Check. Thanks so much for joining us, Justin.
Thank you.
And that's it for today's tech news briefing. If you want more tech stories, check out our website, wsj.com. And if you like our show, please rate and review it. You can do that wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Zoe Thomas for The Wall Street Journal. Thanks for listening.
Thank you for your interest in the WSJ podcasts from The Wall Street Journal. We're always looking to improve, and we're interested in hearing your opinions. Please go to wsj.com/survey and take a survey that will help us bring you more of the content you're looking for. Thank you for your time and support.